they were pretty daring things. No roads to speak of.
They really were. Now, to go from Purim to Bayan, the reason I say Bayan, use that town for an illustration, my mother's sister lived there. But that's where my father was reared also. But my mother's sister and her husband and her two boys would come from Bayan to Purim to visit us in the summer. And it was an all-day's drive in that old car. And it seemed to me the wheels were this high on the thing. I don't remember what it was. I know one time they owned one was an Oakland. I don't remember whether they owned a Buick or not. Later, though, my uncle was a Ford dealer, but that was in the early 20s, up to 1925, I believe. No, he was on up in 27, I believe. But the Fords would be shipped in cars, and he'd give a fella so much to unload them and assemble them. Yeah, they come in. I don't remember the details of it, but they wouldn't have any wheels on them. The top wouldn't be on them. The lights wouldn't be on them. And I don't remember whether the motor would be on them or not. I'm almost sure it was. But they were really a knockdown deal, and it seemed like he paid $5. To unload them and put them together. $5 a car to unload them and put them together. And after, I'm sure these lights that I'm about to speak of were accumulated before we came to Bayan. But along in 1925-26, Uncle Jonathan gave his two boys, and George and I, we were near the same age, he gave us some lanterns. They were the headlights of Fords at one time. Mm-hmm. And the bottom was a little round container that held kerosene and a little wick that went down in. And you opened the lens opened on hinges like a door. And you light it. And that's all the lights they had at one time for cars. And of course the car ran and operated off of magneto like airplanes do today. We used those around the hall, around the barn, and we'd go possum hunting, and we'd take those lanterns.
You don't still have those.
I wish I had one, I'm sure.
Were they made of brass, or were they steel?
They were steel, I'm sure. I don't think they were brass. And I know he gave us a solid rubber inner tube once, too, out of the garage that was obsolete. It was used no more.